From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now in a few minutes. What a night last night in Sochi. We'll get a wrap-up from NPR's Tamara Keith.
But first to today's breakthrough in Ukraine, where protesters are still gathered in Independence Square in Kiev, even after news of a deal aimed at ending the crisis there. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and opposition leaders have signed a deal which, among other things, calls for a presidential election before the end of the year. This agreement, of course, follows days of violence that has left dozens dead and many more wounded in Kiev. Alan Cullison is reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He joins us from Kiev. And Alan, what more do we know about this deal?
Well, the deal essentially promises constitutional changes that will weaken the presidency, which has been a demand of the opposition. And also it foresees a new coalition government, presumably, which will have some opposition members in it, and then presidential elections, which will presumably end in Yanukovych, the current president, being taken out of power.
But that doesn't happen immediately, and that's something that a lot of protesters have been wanting. Is this going to be good enough for the people that have been out in the streets if Yanukovych stays in office, at least for now?
I do not think so. For the people out on Independence Square who've been camping there, and of course you saw quite a few people shot yesterday, I don't think that they're going to support it. As a matter of fact, it's a bit of a risk of the parties involved, their leaders, to try to persuade them to take this deal, because they're basically very tired of negotiations. In the past, it's been Yanukovych's strategy to sort of negotiate people to death, and you can enrage a lot of people around here just sort of by even suggesting talking, because they're just so tired of the negotiations.
Well, what are people saying? What's the mood in Independence Square today?
Well, people, you ask, I mean, if you know, they're interested in this deal, they say no. The only thing that will satisfy us now is him leaving office. Speakers up on the stage in Independence Square have been saying he'll be lucky if we can just give him a safe passage out of the country, and he ought to be satisfied with that. And they're really not in the mood for this, and it'll be a big challenge for opposition leaders to persuade the crowd in the street that they ought to take this deal.
How did this all come about? Because we know there has been a lot of interference in this from both Russia and from people in the European Union and the United States. Were they instrumental in making this happen?
The deal, yes. I mean, it was brokered by a bunch of European diplomats who came, and they had a marathon session. I think it lasted until about 7 a.m. Kiev time. The Europeans are, I'd say, almost desperate to get a deal done, partly because they look bad because of the fact that violence broke out here at all. The Americans had been trying to put harder pressure on Yanukovych to negotiate and threatening sanctions and that sort of thing. The Europeans were against that and were taking a softer line, and I think there's a bit of embarrassment on the European side that things got this bad. And then I think that there is a sense that if they don't do something now, then it's just going to get very bloody. There just won't be any other chances.
What about the economic side of this, Alan? All of this started because Ukraine couldn't pay its bills. It needed help, and it was given a better offer, I guess, from Russia originally than from the West, and decided to make a deal as a result of that. So is Ukraine still on the verge of default?
Yeah, the Ukraine is on the verge of default. It keeps getting downgraded because there's an expectation of defaults. A lot of Ukraine's debts are to Russia. Russia is a major trading partner. I think that, yes, one of the difficulties here is that if Ukraine does take the European path, they are going to need some kind of credits in order to get through the near future. And it will have to be the West that gives these credits. Moreover, a lot of that money that the West would have to give Ukraine will end up in Russian pockets because, you know, the Russians export gas to Ukraine. It's a major trading partner, and Russia will presumably make life as difficult as possible for any new government that's Western-oriented.
Do you feel like the crisis is coming to an end in any way, or is this just the middle of it?
My hunch is that no, we haven't seen the end of it. I just don't see how the street here can accept this deal right now.
Alan Cullison, a reporter with the Wall Street Journal, joining us from Kyiv, Ukraine. Alan, thanks so much.
Thank you.